You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Get a load of this. Your man, Chris Stapleton, has now been tapped to perform the national anthem.
No way.
Actually, this is really
cool.
This is good news for you because you still don't have to watch the game.
Right.
You can watch him sing the national anthem.
Then flip over to House Hunters or something.
Yeah, then you're out.
I make it no secret, I love Chris Stapleton. He's fantastic. It is definitely in my top five concerts I've ever been to.
So. That's wonderful.
I saw he was voted the best
Kisser?
Whiskey song or something, too. Today's National Irish Coffee Day.
Okay.
And they were talking about putting whiskey in your coffee, and then they had this whole list of the best whiskey drinking songs.
Huh.
And Tennessee Whiskey came in at number one.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's a good one. I think it's a remake, but it's really good.
We played some Chris Stapleton for a while. He had some crossover records.
Justin with Timberlake.
Yeah,
it
was
JT.
Was that it?
Yeah, it's good.
Didn't last for long, though, did it?
No, it didn't.
Was it that good of a song?
It was a great song.
Okay. Hey, yesterday, the Academy Award nominations came out, and Jeremy and I are once again saying, who are these people? What are these movies?
I see the Elvis one is on there. I do want to see the Elvis one, and I want to see The Whale with Brendan Fraser. For sure. Those two look really good.
Well, The Whale did not get a nod for Best Picture, but Brendan was nominated for Best Actor. They say it's interesting that this year, the entire category of Best Actor are first-timers. So we get some fresh blood.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
16 people in the four acting categories being recognized for the first time. That's a bunch.
Wow.
And all five of the best actors. We should also point out that Michelle Yeoh, who was nominated for Best Actress for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, she is the first. This is wild. She's the first Asian Best Actress nominee in Oscar history.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Steven Spielberg nominated again.
He's the man, isn't he?
He's the only person. Try to wrap your brain around this. Steven Spielberg is the only person to ever be nominated for Best Director in six different decades.
Wow.
God.
Can we be honest? Some of his movies aren't even that great.
I don't know about I don't even want to see this one. It's the one called The Fablemans, and it's about him.
Zero interest.
Yeah, I don't have any
really
interest.
I have no interest.
And I was just looking at the nominees for Best Picture because they got to the point where it used to be five, and now they make it like nine or ten.
Yeah, it's
movies.
Too many. It's too many.
And one of them, nominated for Best Picture, is Top Gun Maverick. And I'm like, no way.
I did see that one.
Yeah,
not
but you know it's not going to win.
No, it's not going to win.
Not for Best Picture.
It's a remake of Star Wars.
Oh, really?
It
okay.
is. It is Star Wars.
I may see it some point. I don't know.
I don't want to sound old, but you know, with our hours and I'm tired and we got a family to take care of, I have not made it through an entire movie in a couple years. I fall asleep.
Hey, speaking of movies, you'll poo-poo this and laugh at it again. But you know how I like to go do those, what's that company? Fathom events where they take old movies when they're having like their 30th anniversary or 35th anniversary or whatever. I'm doing another 30th anniversary one, not this weekend, but next weekend. It's the 30th anniversary of Groundhog Day.
No, speaking of falling asleep.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
It's the worst.
And I haven't, you know, obviously I saw it in the theaters when it came out. So now I'm going to see it on the big screen again in a couple of weekends.
Another one of those movies I just don't get.
Yeah,
I don't get the appeal. You'll be there. It'll be a packed house. People love that movie. I don't personally get it.
It's all right. You're allowed to not get it.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of the band Panic! At the Disco. It's really just one dude, Brendan Urie. And now he says he's retiring, basically.
Hey, guys, I'm done.
He says he and his wife now have a baby, so he wants to raise his family. So let's all put in
a
dollar.
Different type of panic now.
Yeah.
I'm going to raise a human?
Let's all put in a dollar how long this will last.
Yeah, diapers are expensive. He'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll need the money.
Yeah. Plus, he just going to want to get out of the house.
Yep.
Speaking of musicians, we're used to older rock stars selling their music catalog, which means, you know, all the publishing rights and everything like that. Like Bruce Springsteen did it and a bunch of others. But usually it's the older people. Get a load of this. Justin Bieber just sold his entire catalog.
Good for him.
Yeah. They say that catalog sales from newer artists are usually considered a riskier investment because you can't predict how much staying power these artists will have. Like Bruce Springsteen, okay, so he's been performing for 50 years, right?
Okay.
Justin Bieber, is he going to be around 20 years from now? People still like his music. So it's a gamble. But somebody slapped down $200 million to buy his catalog.
That's a lot of cash. What is your opinion on that? Do you think he'll be here in 20 years and has that staying power? I don't know.
I don't know.
Think so.
I can't even guess.
I really don't.
I think about that with people like Taylor Swift, and I think Taylor Swift
will.
Because she tends to be able to evolve, and maybe JB does a little bit.
I don't know, but he's like, hey girl, I got a lot of money now. We're going to Outback tonight. You can get the side of guac, no problem. Yeah.
I
got money, girl.
I can see Taylor Swift surviving and being relevant in 25 years. I don't know about Bieber.
Now, does he get that in one lump sum?
That's what I wonder. It doesn't say. Because if you're getting a $200 million, and I'm sure some goes to the attorneys, so forth and so on, but still, even after taxes and everything, you know, he might have $80 to $100 million in the bank. Yeah. You're set for multiple generations.
Yo, how's that money going to come in? Just curious.
That's all I got. What else is going on?
Doomsday clock. Actually, back up just a second.
What?
By far the biggest trending story in the city today.
What?
It's Dom's 30th anniversary here at Mix 100. Come on, we got to mention that. That is the biggest trending news story of the day. We're all super excited about this. I've got LaPeep coming in a little bit. We're going to have breakfast. I posted a little picture of Dom on our Facebook page congratulating him. So if you guys would like to go onto the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page.
See
no,
this?
I thought about posting a goofy picture, but I actually put a very nice picture of Dom on there. So if you guys want to take some time today and congratulate Dom.
Why do I not trust
years.
You?
I found one with you at the stock show standing behind a horse with its like tail up in the air pooping or whatever. I was like, should I? Should I?
That would have been a good one.
But no, I didn't. And so far, there's a lot of really nice comments coming in.
Oh, that's nice.
So please give some love to
That's really
to
nice
Dom.
Of you, buddy.
One lady did say, Dom, you're the longest relationship I've ever had, which I got a good laugh out of that. So it was very kind. A lot of very nice things. And I'm very impressed. A lot of you are spelling congratulations correctly this morning, too. Big kudos to you guys. So anyway, that's the biggest trending news story
I
by
laugh
far
because
the state.
Jeremy was in fifth grade when I started here.
Is that right?
You would be...
I would have been 13 years old.
13 years old?
No, that's more than fifth grade, isn't it?
Sixth grade, maybe? I don't know.
Anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, I was 13 years old when Dom started here, yeah.
Oh, you posted the picture of me with the
A couple
awards.
Broadcasting awards. Why not, huh? Cool. Why
it's very
not?
Nice of you. Thank
yeah, guys.
You.
Yeah, guys, give him some love. The Doomsday Clock has moved to 90 seconds to midnight. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, whoever they are, announced this yesterday that they moved this metaphorical Doomsday Clock closer to midnight for a hypothetical hour of Armageddon when it strikes. Midnight, you know, and they refer to a bunch of things that'll end humanity as, you know, like climate change, the war in Ukraine.
Okay.
World War III, Paris Hilton becoming a new mom was on the list, which we'll talk about in a second. So anyway, it's just a way to freak everybody out. I don't really get why they keep doing this.
Yeah.
I'm against it. Whatever. And yeah, here you go. Paris Hilton announced the birth of her first little human baby child yesterday with husband Carter something or other. A bunch of quotes coming out from her. You are already loved beyond words. It's always been my dream to be a mother. I'm so happy.
I had to look it up to see how old she is.
This baby was via surrogate, so it's not. She didn't actually give birth.
Oh,
they did
I see.
It use a
gotcha.
Surrogate, and I think at the very end she said, it's amazing.
Of course she did. She's about to turn 42.
Mm.
Isn't it funny to think of Paris Hilton in her 40s? She's your age, man.
Yeah, she is. I saw something where the whole, like, ditzy, it's amazing act was truly an act that she really poured it on, and she's not that stupid sounding, let's say. She's actually quite intelligent, and it was just kind of poured on for entertainment value.
Well, she made money off of it.
Do I believe it? I don't know if I believe it or not. I have no idea. What else is going on? Kevin Hart is trending a little bit this morning. He started a new comedy tour, And he's got a writer, you know, one of those things where, you know, the performer lists out everything that they need to be provided to them for them to perform. And one of them is a very particular, he's very particular about a stool that he uses. It's a Winsome brand stool, 29 inches tall, square leg, flat top model. If that is not sitting on the stage for Mr. Kevin Hart, he will not perform.
There will be hell to pay.
He needs a
stool. I looked at a photo of it, and it's...
What makes the stool so great?
I don't know. It doesn't look that great to me. It doesn't look comfortable.
It's 29 inches tall. I'm trying to... Because he's a short little guy, so is that... His feet
well, I don't
angle.
Know. This is about 8 inches right here, right?
Stop it right now. Stop it right now. There's a bunch of stuff that I think we want to turn into topics, so I don't want to give too much away. Right. Some good news. An Arby's employee in Montana did CPR and saved a customer's life. That's pretty cool. Give that girl some free roast beef sandwiches for life, for God's sake.
God, I would hope all the employees of Arby's know how to do CPR for people. Really?
Four roast beef sandwiches, sir? Okay. Let me give you this real quick. It's our Fat America. Hormel, the chili company, they've partnered with some brewing company out of Minnesota to create Hormel Chili Cheese Brew. It's a chili cheese spiced beer. They say it is cheese dip inspired, corn chip flavored. It's an American lager with a mix of savory spices and hints of cheddar cheese powder.
How do I pass that up?
I want to try it.
Let me ask you something about that, because you like going and getting your funky little beer. You like fruity beers.
I do like some fruity beers, yeah.
How do you feel about these ones that are, like, I remember going to Wincoop to shoot some pool over at the Wincoop Brewing Company.
Yeah.
And they had a chili beer. Like chili as in jalapeno.
Yeah, it's got a little kick to it. Yeah,
it's got a kick, and it was really interesting. But what I discovered is that's when you don't want a full pint of that.
Correct.
That's almost like
a half pint.
A shot glass kind of thing of it, and you sip it for a little while.
You can have one just to experience it and get that little fun flavor in your mouth.
Yeah, because I remember the bartender saying, do you want to sample it? And I was like, yeah. He brought me just a tiny little bit, and I go, hey, that's really interesting. He said, all right, I'll get you a pint. And I got about halfway through it, and I was like, I can't even drink any more of this.
Yeah, it tends to be too much.
So I think this chili beer might be the same.
Worth a sip, though. Come on. Come on now. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Give Dom some love on there for his 30th. And then there's this. Some guy has been posting on TikTok. Apparently, he came up with a hack to make pasta stir itself when it's being cooked.
How does it do
that? It's not rocket science. He just puts the pasta in the water on half the burner, I guess. He bumps the pot to the side.
Oh, does that make the water swirl?
So it naturally makes the water boil and swirl and stir the pasta so you don't have to. And people are, you know, freaked out and blowing their minds over this today.
Well, you don't even have to stir pasta, really. Just like once.
Oh, yeah,
once.
You do.
No.
Yeah,
put it in, let it cook a little bit, stir it once, and you're good.
Bottom line is if you're really hard up for some entertainment today, head over to our Facebook page and watch pasta boil. Find us by searching Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's all you get. That's what's trending.